Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi. And we want to give a special shout out to our sponsors. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Wesley Communities, North Star Family Dental, Avola Lanza, they're in Grandview, First Light Home Care, and Merle Norman at Polaris. We love you and we thank you.
Yes, we do. I just added depends. Did you hear that? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, funny how we're lying.
We're flexible.
Anyway, so, gosh, you had a good week? Everything's good? We're all just kind of regrouping after we got our little time together in Philly. That was super fun.
What a great mini vacay. It was great.
We hit the ground running. Woo, we always do.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, I have not partied like that. And it's not even like we partied. We went out for sushi. But we stopped at a couple bars along the way, maybe one on the way home. And I don't party like that anymore.
Yeah, Saturday was a tough day, I think, for most.
Yeah, a little bit.
But we got our sushis. We went back at it, so we were good. It was fun. I like
Philly. I'm so glad you came. I'm so glad that you got to see my apartment and kind of, you know, you probably picture where I'm at and what I'm up to, but to actually see it was awesome.
Well,
so
I love my grandpuppy Palmer. She's adorable. But I will say this. It's, you know, you envision how your grown kids live their lives until you're in their world. And I can't say that it was like weird to me. I knew you guys would be like together and have everything just very cool, but it was just so like adultish, you know what I mean? You are really like adults, and you're my baby girl, so it's interesting to see you in that whole adult mode. I'm probably truly the most immature of all of you.
Is that what you're realizing? That's so funny. I mean, I'm 25 now, almost big birthday coming
up. Weeks.
So.
Yep.
I know what you mean, though. I still feel very young, but I'm definitely in a situation where I'm all grown up and I have my own place, my own dog, you know, my love, and we're in the big city, so it is kind of adult things.
Meanwhile, I'm eating popcorn with two dogs. Eating popcorn.
Good popcorn, though. You make the best popcorn and you cover it in Parmesan, so it's not a bad life.
You're right. Pretty doggone good popcorn. You can't blame a girl. Oh, my gosh. And then we got Live Happy, Live Well, the TV show. If you haven't caught it yet, put it in your listings. You'll be able to just put it in your directory and find it, DVR it. And we are not only on daytime Columbus Monday through Friday on NBC4, but then we have our own half-hour show. So follow it, please, because we are preempted there for a hot minute by the Olympics. I don't know what these elite athletes think they're doing. 4 years
it's your show.
Dedicated of their life and beyond only to bogart my show. Very selfish, America. Very selfish.
I know. Well, totally selfish, but I did kind of feel for you because you just started it and then you're preempted for the Olympics. So it'll be good. You're back full steam ahead and support this woman because she's putting in a shift.
I'm pretty, it's all good stuff. Just trying to figure out work-life balance right now. You know, I'm sorry for all of you hungry men on Tinder that I have not gotten back to you. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Are you? I don't know.
No. Oh, are yes. I am totally 100% kidding. Oh,
well,
anyway.
I mean, you're starting Live Happy, Live Well from the ground up. And I've seen you do it before with your own, you know, radio show. I remember those days way back. And you do it. You always figure out a way. So you have the best team ever.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, what a blessing to be surrounded by good people doing good things. So it's destined to be great. I think you're only going to pick up more steam from here.
Just need a little momentum. Yep, we'll be all right. So thank you for always being so supportive, you and Graham. And I'm sorry about all the Chef Boyardee macaroni and cheese you had to eat all those years.
I remember those days. Hey, and I still love Chef Boyardee mac and cheese. So
okay, good.
There's no hate. No hate here.
Okay, good. Oh, my gosh. So we were talking a little bit about, you know, it's interesting. In my lifetime, I've seen a few wars played out. Wars that involve the U.S. may have been, you know, the only one I really recall, I guess, is Vietnam, but not really, because I was like in middle school during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But then Desert Storm, I remember that. And when we then went over to fight to defend our freedoms after what happened at 9/11, I mean, I remember these moments in time. But then what has been going down with Ukraine and how sad this all is, and the 24/7 news cycle, let alone the 24/7 social media cycle, you just wonder what kids these days are kind of going through, you know?
Oh, it is. It's absolutely crazy. And to your point, I've never really seen anything like it. So I feel like I'm probably now considered like adult demographic from a social media standpoint. Mm-hmm. But I know there's kids these days can log on to an iPad when they're two. They know how to.
Yeah,
they know how to open an iPad. Not that they're Googling these types of things, but it's everywhere. The news about Ukraine, and I'm sure that there's kids younger than probably 10 years old that are trying to understand this, and they're seeing it all over the internet. YouTube, I know, is huge for that demographic. So, yeah, it's just, how do you explain that to your kids? And also, you kind of wonder, what does this do to our younger population that they have that information right in front of them all the time? And maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's like, this is the reality.
Well, the images are unfiltered is the problem. So, you know,
true.
That stuff
true.
You can't unsee. So it's a whole different time. It's just such a crazy different time. And yeah, parents have to wake up right now and, like never before, be in control of what your kids are seeing. Scary enough that we just came out of the COVID pandemic. Well, we're not totally out, but primarily. And that had to have been scary. And then they piggyback into this. So, you know, I guess the key is just, you got to talk to your kids and monitor what they're watching.
Well, that, and I would say, don't assume that they haven't seen it or haven't heard it, because
right.
they probably have. And I feel like with kids too, on social media and just online in general, they kind of try, from what I've seen with the few kids that I know, to hide what they're viewing.
Yeah.
So like if they see something bad, they know they're not really supposed to be on that network or viewing that, they're probably not going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. then they're going to get their device taken, or then there's going to be an issue. So assume that your kid's already seen it.
Right. And talk to them about it. That's the other part. But if they are hiding it, just think about yourself, March Madness, when the boss walks in the office and you hit that fake screen. You all know who you are. You all know who you are.
There's a lot of those out there.
Yes, your kids are likely hiding that too. But yeah, talk to them about that. So that's been going on. And then
prayers for Ukraine.
Absolutely.
Because it is just tragic. So
more, somehow more civilized minds prevail at the end of all this. But you found something kind of fun, and talk about, you know, everything's on social media anymore, or everything's right out there. So careful what you do, because you're going to get busted. And there was a dad who busted his woman hard, right?
Oh, yeah. So I guess this new father, he and his wife just had their first newborn, found out that his wife was leaving the newborn in her car when she was going on short little trips into the pharmacy or paying for gas, or, you know, it might be 10 minutes max at a time. But this is a newborn baby.
Awful.
And she like admitted to him that she's been doing this. And I guess he raised a stink about it, because he doesn't do this when he takes the baby around, and didn't know that she was doing this, and it's against what he believes to be right. Yeah. So he found this out and was driving through their like suburban area and saw her car at the gas station. So he's like, I'm going to go just check and see, if she's in there, what's going on. So he pulled up, the car was parked, unlocked, and sure enough, their infant baby boy was in the back seat of the car.
Oh my gosh.
She was inside. And he said it was just kind of like gut reaction. He's like, I'm taking the baby. So he took their baby boy out of the mom's car, put the baby in his car, and then parked around the corner and waited and watched, said that she was in the gas station for about 6 or 7 minutes. And that was even after he had arrived. So who knows how long she'd been in there prior. And of course she came out, noticed, frantically started crying, and then picked up the phone. He was thinking she, you know, she's probably going to call 911. So he drove his car around and told her. But I mean, I would do the same thing. The question being, one, what's going through your head if you leave your newborn in the car that's especially unlocked? Hello.
I don't know. Those roller dogs in there are pretty doggone good in the gas station. That's all I was saying.
Why are you in the gas station that long? No, she thought this was normal. But, you know, I think the question being, did he do the right thing? Do you scare your spouse that way?
Well, he had to.
Say heck yes.
Heck yeah. She's not going to learn. I don't know. I get sad sometimes. I think, are parents really that inept that you would think that it takes too much effort to unbuckle your child's car seat? You would rather leave your kid in an unlocked car in a public place than take, you know, that little inconvenience of carrying your child inside. That bothers me a lot. That bothers me.
Or is she just completely naive? I mean, there's a lot of people that reproduce and maybe should not.
Really? Really? This is news.
Seriously. I know, but I could see her innocently being like, oh, he's fine in there. We live in a safe area. And I don't know. Some people you just wonder.
But even back in the day when you guys were little, I would never have done that. And I feel like people these days tend to be, I don't know, take more chances or something. But I never would have done that. And now it's even more critical you don't take those chances because it's scarier in this time, you know? This is kind of a wah-wah downer.
Wah-wah. I know. I thought it was kind of funny that that's how he reacted because I think I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if she does it again, this is going to create a little bit of an issue in that house. Holy moly. I would not be okay with that.
I agree. Have you ever, this topic, been harassed in a gym? I've seen all like on Inside Edition and all, there was like a couple of creeper guys that this guy wouldn't leave this girl alone and she hauled off on him and it was all caught on social media. There supposedly is such a rash of this happening that more and more women only gyms are starting to pop up again. Used to be a thing maybe 20 years ago, but they're starting to pop up again because women want a safe space to work out, and they feel like they're being hit upon or harassed in gyms. You've never had that, huh?
So, no, I've never, like, outright been harassed. I'm sure there's some creepers that just lurk around, and this is their time of the day that they try to prowl for a lady. No, I haven't been harassed. I will say, though, I'm very mindful, like, where I'm stretching and, you know, who I'm around. Like, if there's an open room that's empty, I'm going in it. And it is kind of a thing. Like, I don't really want guys looking at me. Yeah. There are just some creepers that, like, have a lingering eye. So, but no, I've never outright been harassed. The only thing was when I was at the Ohio State gym, the school gym, I think I was a freshman, and I wanted to try out the machines, like the arm machines. Mm-hmm. Long story short, I sat on it. This feels a little weird. Continue to do my exercise on the machine. And these guys kept circling me. One walked by, then the other walked by, uh-huh. then they both walked by. Uh-huh. And they're looking at me smiling. And I was thinking, oh, okay. I love Ohio State. No, they started laughing because I was sitting on the machine backwards. So that was mortifying. I left the gym as a freshman.
Never went back.
Horrified. But that's the extent of my harassment. But I get the ladies that want a ladies-only gym.
Yeah. I think when I started...
Have you been harassed?
Well, not since I've been wearing crop tops and bike shorts. They're leaving me alone.
Aw, I'm sorry about that.
No, I don't know that I've ever been harassed. But I do think there is a different degree of comfortableness, however you want to say it, between when you work out in an environment where you don't feel like you're being looked at. There's definitely a difference. And if girls are looking at you for some reason, it doesn't feel quite so lurky, leering.
Intrusive. Kind of,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I always just try to get into a plank and just stare them down and it, just hold it as long as I can.
Check this out.
What you looking at? What you looking at?
I can
at?
Take you any day. You know what? You know where we get that is Nana.
Oh, yeah.
Planking Nana.
Planking Nana. She can hold it forever. 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 Craziest thing. 87. That woman can outplank anybody.
Have we thought about potentially trying to enter? I'm serious. Enter her in, like, based on her age, a world record or something? This has to be a big deal.
Well, I don't know that we've ever really tried to train her up to get ready for that, nor have we really discussed it with her. Legally, I mean, I guess we're not really, she can make her own decisions. We're not really her guardians. So if we decide we want to enter her and she says, okay, we can start an 85 plus competition and let her hand in this Ghana.
Poor Nana.
Nana.
Don't worry, Nana, we'll pay you.
Yeah.
I think we're onto something.
I think so too. And then, so kind of like no relation to Nana and age, but I thought this was super, super cool. I stumbled upon this article and then it was repeated in USA Today about how now neuroscientists believe, based on research, that before you die, your brain waves surge in the same way that your brain would with like meditation or things like that. And what they're saying, they believe is happening, is like your brain is searching your memory for memories that are good and memories that,
wow,
yeah, for the last like 30 seconds or so before you die. And I thought, oh my gosh, wouldn't that give people so much peace, especially somebody who has an Alzheimer's patient,
mm-hmm,
who suddenly is able to recall 30 seconds or more of memory before they die.
Well, I wonder. So is that possible?
Well, they said they believe it is. They say it's kind of like what people go through with near-death experiences and things.
Okay.
How your brain
kind of seeing the light.
Your brain is in that, like that hyper, yeah, phase or whatever. At the same time, they also have been testing this on rats. So
poor rats.
There's also,
gosh, everything is tested on
there's
rats.
That rat that's sitting there going, oh my gosh, at time I got my foot stuck in the trap. I gotta remember that.
No, that time I got a block of cheddar cheese.
Right.
I think it's more so like that. I hope they're good memories.
Well, they
because that would really be a sad way to go out.
It's like a peaceful reaction. It's not like people are going through convulsions or acting like it's painful or anything. It's just like that step down moment before they pass.
Oh, cool.
But they see as they're passing and their body slowing down, their brain activity is spiking. And that's,
yeah,
where they're saying that difference is. Wouldn't that be cool to think?
That.
And my gosh, if that were the case and I only have 30 seconds to relive my memories. I think it's when I was, when I stole Brutus Buckeye's head and I was running around the field, that would be one.
You're laughing, but that probably would be one.
No, you'd like to think it was memories like me holding you as a little itty bitty baby.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Isn't that odd to think about? But how nice to know that maybe at the end of our days, no matter what state you're in, you might have that sweet passive moment where you're just taking in some incredible memories.
Oh, it really is comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to your point, I think if you were flooded with really bad memories,
mm-hmm,
we would know that, like as a society,
yeah,
because people would be probably flailing around.
Right. Right.
But so, typically, you know, you hope for a peaceful.
So you have
transition.
All those lovely memories. And then you poop yourself and die.
Oh my God.
Yay.
You are not right.
Yay.
You know what? Just for that, that's probably how you're going out.
You know, I couldn't leave on a
God
high
forbid.
Note. I had to leave on that note. Anyway, all right. That's going to do it for us this week, everybody. Make sure you tune in. And obviously, you can listen to us in various places. Spotify, we're on iTunes, and you can catch us on your Google platforms too. But SeanAndSid.com, you can certainly catch us there. And our social media girl, tell them.
Hello? Sean and Hello? Sid. Hello. Sean and Sid on Instagram, and I believe on Facebook, we're Sean and Sid Show.
Okay. There can't be many Sean and Sid, so you'll find us.
Yeah, and that's S-H-A-W-N-C-Y-D.
Yeah. We couldn't have spelled it more weird for you, so good luck to you. All you people out there doing Wordle, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is your test every week. All right. I love you. Chat with you next week. Let's do a clink.
Sounds good.
Oh, I guess we don't have to clink during this portion of our show. That's right. That's our wind down with Sean and Sid.
Well, yeah, don't spill our beans that we have the occasional glass of wine during this show.
Oops.
I don't know if that's a shocker to many people.
No, probably not. I just said I will probably poo when I die. So I think they probably figured it out.
Anyways.
Have a good week.
We appreciate you.